Track 3, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Dipple's Diamond Winner. Big C Cancer Charity provides vital support, information and therapies for people affected by cancer across Norfolk. Since 1980, it has funded more than £12.5 million worth of research and equipment. It runs local support centres and shops and empowers communities through fundraising, volunteering and awareness initiatives. Over the summer, we offered readers the chance to collect tokens and enter a competition to win a dazzling prize, a diamond worth £10,000. The prize was generously donated by Dipple's Jewellers in support of Big C Cancer Charity, which has been celebrating its 45th birthday. So, congratulations to the winner, Dennis Chapman, who collected his prize from Dipple's with his wife, Mary. He was presented with his prize by Karen Vincent, Chief Executive of Big C Cancer Charity, and Dipple's MD, Chris Ellis. Dennis said, "I'm delighted to be the winner and to receive such a wonderful prize. I was shocked and overjoyed when I received the call to say that we had won, particularly as Mary and I have just celebrated our 45th wedding anniversary in September, the same as Big C. What a way to celebrate."
A garden fit for the king. The new RHS Sandringham Flower Show, to be held on the Royal Estate in July, will feature a garden designed in collaboration with King Charles. The RHS Royal Legacy Garden will be designed by award-winning garden designer Catherine MacDonald of Landform Consultants Limited, who, in consultation with His Majesty, will create a garden that celebrates his passion for horticulture and provides gardening inspiration to show visitors and gardeners across the UK. The design currently being developed will feature a bold colour scheme, including many of the King's favourite plants. Built by Gadd Brothers Trees and Landscapes, it will use Norfolk materials and champion horticultural and rural skills to create a garden that provides a welcome place to rest and contemplate, while supporting and promoting biodiversity. RHS Sandringham will also include two new awards. The King will personally select his favourite exhibit for biodiversity, while the Queen will choose her favourite upcycled container, a category where communities will repurpose discarded materials to create a mini container garden. The show runs from July the 22nd to the 26th, and tickets are available online at rhs.org.uk/shows-events/RHS-Sandringham-flower-show.
Inspiring art competition. Norfolk Churches Trust has launched a school art competition as part of its 50th anniversary celebrations. The competition aims to inspire children from Norfolk primary schools to draw their own church. It's an opportunity for youngsters to express their creativity while discovering the rich heritage of Norfolk's churches and to win art equipment for them and their school, kindly supplied by Abacus Creative Resources. Their work of art needs to include a part of their local church, either the interior, exterior, or even smaller details. The finalists will be judged by a celebrity panel made up of BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt, former England and Leicester Tigers rugby player Ben Youngs, and England footballer Lauren Hemp, and prizes will be awarded by Dame Emma Bridgewater at a ceremony at Norwich Cathedral on June the 17th. Visit norfolkchurchestrust.org.uk/events/schools-art-competition.